take my phone. I got to watch my time for the sake of order. All right, guys, I got a little word. The Lord gave me a little something. So we're going to go at it. We're going to be coming out of the book of Ezekiel. Amen. Out of the book of Ezekiel. And while you're turning, I have one announcement. Nursing home ministry today at 145 River Oaks. Is that correct? River Oaks, 145. So if you can, go out and support the brethren. And also, the adult basketball team has won the championship. Praise God. Thank God for that. He good to his people. And it's our time. Amen. But the Lord has sent me with a word coming out of the book of Ezekiel. And the word that I kept hearing as I was studying and read, y'all can keep turning because I'm going to talk just a little bit. We're going to be doing Ezekiel 33, 1 through 7. But he gave me a word to say. And it's actually going to be the title of this message. And the word he gave me was urgent. And I kept hearing it, and I was like, oh, goodness. And then it made me look at the scripture in a different way. Because as he would speak urgent to me, I understand that we're in a time of urgency. As we look around and see in the world and things that's going on, it is urgent for us to get closer than we've ever been. Amen? So that's what he gave me. So the title of this message is urgent. Amen? Amen. Ezekiel 33, 1 through 7. Everybody there say amen? Amen. Y'all good? All right. Let's begin. We'll begin reading. Verse 1. The Bible reads, again, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, son of man, speak to the children of thy people. And say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he see the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and take not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman sees the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. Verse 7. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, thou shalt hear the word of my mouth and warn them for me. O gracious Father, we come to you, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, praying, Lord God, that your word would touch the hearts of your people. Father God, let this message, Father God, do things, Father God, that needs to be done this morning. I pray that your people would understand it, Lord God. Like Minister Duck prayed, I pray I would decrease and that you would truly increase, Lord. Because, Father, I need you, Lord God. And I do understand and realize without you, Father, I can't do nothing good, Lord. So, Father, come on in and have your way in this service. Bless your people this morning. Save the lost, Lord God. Change him, Father, because we're in perilous times. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. This morning I'm going to have 3 points. And the first point of the morning is going to be again. The second point is going to be when I bring the sword. And the third point is going to be watchmen. So we're in the book of Ezekiel, And we in chapter 33, but I have to give you a little bit of information to see kind of what was happening up to chapter 33. Now, because of this, for the sake of time, I can't really just go through every chapter, but I'm going to just give you something we can eat on. It'll catch us up. Ezekiel was 30 years old when he seen the vision of God. Ezekiel said he was among the captives by the river of Chebar. It was there is when he seen the heavens open and he seen a vision of God. Ezekiel goes on to talk about how he seen the likeness of four living creatures, face of a man, a lion, an ox, and of an eagle. He talks about the creature being under the firmament. In the book of Genesis, the Lord talks about the firmament, the ground being flat. With the firmament. That is the firmament Ezekiel was talking about. It was there he seen the glory of God. Ezekiel said, "Soon as I seen it, I fell face down." And when he said that, it made me think, boy, when the glory fall and we see the Almighty God, we can't do nothing but fall face down. Ezekiel continues. The Lord is speaking. The Lord tells Ezekiel, "I'm sending you to the nation of Israel." He said, "Now this nation of Israel is a rebellious nation, stubborn and hard-hearted people." The Lord tells Ezekiel, "I'm sending you there, but don't be afraid of their threats." How many of you know that? Whenever you're doing the work of the Lord, because in this life, it's two teams. You're either on the good team or you're on the bad team. It's no in between. You're either serving one or you're serving another. So the Lord is telling Ezekiel, don't be afraid of their threats. How many of you know this morning you can testify when the Lord is telling Ezekiel, we doing the work of the Lord, and you go out and you tell someone that's unsaved what thus says the Lord. A lot of times, many a times, they don't receive it well. And it can get physical. It can get physical. Thank God we're not, you know, in a place where we getting killed, but we know other countries that's dying for the name of the Lord. So even in that, I would ask, are you willing to lay it down for the Lord? But the Lord wasn't only talking about physical threats. He was also talking about spiritual threats. Number one, you have to know that we do have an enemy. We have an opponent. Those that believe and are saved, we're not on his team. So therefore, that makes him our enemy. And that's what the Lord is telling Ezekiel here. It reminds me of a good boxer. A good boxer doesn't go to a fight without studying his opponent. So we have to know that we do have an opponent and we got to be prepared for the fight at hand. Amen? Ephesians 6:12, the Bible tells us, the spiritual. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places." That's the spiritual. Even us as the coming to the knowledge of who we are, Hebrews. Many enemy don't like that. Because now we truly know where we're going. Because we know who we are. Amen. But let's continue. The Lord said, "Ezekiel, give them this message if they listen or not." You know, sometimes we the Lord tell us to go and give a message. But then we want to worry about where they might not listen. Well, that's not our business if they listen. That is not for us. The Lord didn't tell us to go and they're going to listen. Don't worry about that. All he said was go. So are we going this morning? When the Lord sends us, are we going and doing what the Lord has said. It is not our mix, our business I have mixed, if they listen or not. The Lord said they might not listen to you, but they will listen to me. Not only do some people say they might not listen, but it depends who it is that the Lord is sending us to. Because you see, we got a problem. If the Lord tells you, hey, go tell your mama. Hey, go tell your dad. Hey, go tell your wife. Your big brother you love so much and respect so much, he said, hey, go tell your big brother. You see, depending on who it is, we don't want to say nothing. We don't want to say anything. But I asked you this morning, your mama, your brother, your sister, your wife, who are they next to the Almighty God? So I would say, regardless of who it is, go when the Lord commands you to go. Amen? Amen. All right. Come on, we're moving along. Let's see. The Lord tells Ezekiel, I have this scroll I want you to eat. This scroll was filled with funeral songs and words of sorrow, pronouncements of doom. The Lord tells Ezekiel, I'm not sending you to a foreign land. I'm sending you to your people. And I feel like the Lord did that because, see, the Lord knows. Because in his word, he says, we're going to be without excuse. So we won't be able to say that when he came to me, I didn't understand him. That's out. The Lord say, Ezekiel, I'm not sending you to a foreign land. I'm sending you to your people. So when you speak, they're going to understand what you're saying. So the choice is going to be for them to receive it or not. It's going to be a decision we're going to have to make. We're going to be without excuse. Amen? Amen. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. 7 days later, the Lord made Ezekiel a watchman. And we're going to talk about that. The last point of the morning. The Lord continues on. He tells Ezekiel, he says, Ezekiel, take a sharp sword and use it as a razor. I want you to shave off your head and your beard. And once you do that, the map of Jerusalem, I want you to divide it into 3 separate parts. And I want you to put the first third on the map of Jerusalem. Once you do that, that third, he said, I want you to burn it up. Set it on fire. He said, take the next third. He said, chop it up with the sword. He said, take the last third. He said, scatter it into the wind. I can just see Ezekiel like, why, Lord? Why like that? The Lord tells Ezekiel, this is an illustration of what will happen to Jerusalem. Ezekiel said, why? The Lord said, because they rebelled. Because they rebelled. He goes on to talk about the judgments for the leaders. And it reminds me of, be careful what you ask for. He talks about the judgments for the leaders. He says about the leaders, he says, I know every thought that comes into your mind. He said, you have murdered many in the city and filled the streets with the dead. The Lord said, but I will repay you fully for what you have done. And this may not be one of them clapping ones, but I just pray that the Lord would speak to you. Just a reminder, the title of this message is urgent. So here we are. Chapter 33, our first point of the morning. Again, the Bible says in verse 1, again, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, I'm going to read some of 2 as well. Son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them. Now remember that Ezekiel was a prophet. Ezekiel wasn't only a prophet, but he was a priest as well. For those that don't understand, let me just say it. I know many of you may know, but I'm going to say it anyway. A prophet hears from the Lord and speaks to the people. But a priest hears from the people and speaks to the Lord. All right? So it's like Ezekiel had both sides. Ezekiel was plugged in. Amen? So my first point of the morning is, again. So we all know that every word in the Bible means something. And is in a specific place for a reason. But it seemed odd to me that you would start off with again. So I said, well, Lord, okay. What is that? Again. The word of the Lord came unto me saying, he said, again. So I looked again up. The word means to return to a previous position or condition. To repeat something. Another time or once more. It means a going around, a continuance. Remember who Ezekiel's talking to. Stiff-necked people. Remember who he's talking to. Now, stiff-necked, you know, as I was searching and reading, it said is a refusal to follow the guidance of the Lord. It reminds me of a farmer and his oxen. That farmer trying to get his crops right. He's trying to draw his lines straight. But that old oxen, man, that old oxen's stubborn, man. That old oxen's stubborn. And the farmer, the owner of the oxen don't want to do it. The oxen want to do what he want to do. So the farmer trying to draw his line, and when he want to be stiff-necked, he locks his neck up. You know, like them little children when you tell them no, they. And then you get them right. Oh, I'm sorry. The farmer trying to get his crops right. Tell it that oxen, you're playing with my food. We got to do this, man. Because if we don't do this, you don't eat. So the oxen, he locks up. So what the farmer does is whip him. Remember that the farmer is the owner. The farmer have every right to kill him. But instead, he decides to just whip him. And every time he swings and whip, it reminds me of mercy. Grace. Because I own you. So I deserve to finish you if you don't do what I say. But I love you. So I'm going to just whip you. I'm going to just whip you. Thank you, Lord. So as I begin to ponder on this word again, the Lord gave me two words. Two words. And I heard it clear. You know when you hear it clear because you think you're tripping. But I know what I heard, you know what I mean? So the Lord said, ask my people. Two words. How long? He said, ask my people, how long? So I say, Lord, what? How long what? I'm glad you asked. He said, ask my people, how long will they go against me? How long? He said, because they're going against me, and I'm just whipping them right now. I have every right to kill them because all that they have done, I can kill them right now. But I'm only whipping. But he wants to know how long. He said, ask my people, how long will they continue to blaspheme my name? When it is my name that's above all names. He said, ask my people, how long? He said, how long will You serve money over me. How long? And some may say, I'm not. I'm serving you, God, but you're not tied. Yeah, I said it. How long? How long will you serve money over me? He said, I left them my word. In Matthew 6:24, it says in the NLT, no one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Now look, you can go to any translation you would like. Look at the last three words. It doesn't say money and God. It says God and money. God is first. He said, how long this morning? How long? Many people wants to be millionaires. Many people wants to be rich, millionaires. But why would the Lord give you a million if you're not giving him 10 on 100? How you going to give him 100,000 on a million? How long? How long, my people, will you lie? Pastor just talked about lying. It doesn't matter what color the lie is. A lie is a lie. Small or big, it doesn't matter. It's like sin. Sin is sin. We put a size on it. Like if it's small enough, it's cool. How long? Not only lie, but how long will you steal? How long? I'm insecure. So I get to know things a lot of people don't know. But we in church, and they're stealing from people in church. How long? Believers in the book of Psalms, the Bible said, the eyes of the Lord is on every man. How long? How long? Hebrews, my people. Let me talk to you. How long will we continue to kill each other, man? How long? How long we gonna hurt each other and make mamas cry and daddies cry? And you're killing somebody, parent, because of the lack of a father, that son gonna grow up hating people. How long, man? And then they want to get off into the black lives, the what you call it? Black Lives Matter. How how you expect someone to do something for you that you're not doing for yourself? And I understand right is right and wrong is wrong. But what you gonna do for yourself? Because when we go to the Black Lives Matter rallies, you're fighting over there at the rallies. So what you doing? How long the Lord is asking this morning? How long you think I'm gonna just continue whipping you? How long? The Lord asks, how long will you deny who you are? Because you see, many of us, it is what it is. We the people. But some don't believe that. When the Bible clearly speaks on it, how long, the Lord asks. The Lord asks, how long will you deny who he is? Because if you're not serving him, you're denying him. You have no relationship with him. How long this morning? How long? That's like if someone go up to my son. Look, my boy, y'all. Stand up, Papa. Or my daughter. Stand up, Kim. Oh, they don't like that. No. That's all right. That's my babies. Yes, Lord. All right, y'all can sit down. Well, he had it once, sit out. That's like somebody going up to him and say, Cordell Jr., who is that man up there named Cordell Sr.? And he looks at me, and he looks back at that person and be like, I don't know. How you think the father feel, man? How you think he feels about that? Come on. When is your people, your child, deny your very existence? How long? Huh? The Lord says, when all I do is love you. Now you think about that. It's heartbreaking, man. Because we don't deserve. How long? The Lord said, I wake you up every day. You in this place right now because I woke you up. No alarm clock woke you up. Your wife or your husband didn't wake you up. That stomach pain in early in the morning, that didn't wake you up. The Lord said, I have woke you up. All I do is love you. And still you deny him. He wants to know this morning, how long? I feed you. I clothe you. I protect you. I protect you from things you don't even know that's there. You don't even know is right next to you. And I keep you from it. How long will you deny me? I keep on keeping you. I even died for you. I even died for you, you see. How long? How long will you continue to talk about your brother and sister? Because we can't act like they ain't, people don't gossip. I'ma see it. The Lord wants to know how long. How long are you going to keep talking about it instead of praying for him? How long? When it could be your prayer that changes everything. But you much rather talk about him. What are you speaking? You speaking life or death? What are you speaking? See, the Lord told Ezekiel, speak to thy people. What are you speaking? Because if you speak in life, it's good. But when you speak death, it stinks. What you speaking this morning? How you talking about your people this morning? How long the Lord wants to know? Man of God, y'all know I got something for y'all, man. How long? How long will you not take care of your families? How long? How long, man? How long? This is a cry from the Lord. How long? Because there will come a time where I'm not whipping you anymore. I have given you chances. Men of God, how long is it going to be, man, before you take care of your family? What you going to do? When you going to grab that wife by the hand and say, baby, listen, I'm going to be faithful to you. I'm going to love you. And listen, I get it, we mess up. I get it. I understand that. I'm a man, I messed up. But I stand here today, it's over. That's over. When you gonna grab that woman and say, baby, listen, I'm gonna break iron for you. I'm gonna take care of you. We got one plate of food, you gonna eat it. I'm gonna work. I'm gonna hustle and get it legally. We gonna eat. I'm gonna protect you. I'ma even die for you. Look that woman in the eye, man. If there's a need, I'm gonna provide it. I'ma go without so you can have it. If our vehicle needs gas and we just got 10, it's yours, mom. I'm going to give it to you. How long? How long are we going to run around and cut up in that world, man? You don't see how dark it is out there? That world is the point of no return, man. You go in that world playing around, you might not come back out of that thing. How long? When you gonna grab a hand and pray with him? Come on, B, you know I got Mickey stand up too. Get up. We gonna talk about it later. How long? You look in the eyes. You say, baby, you all I need besides God. You look in the eyes and you tell her, I desire no other woman. The Lord loved me because he gave me you. When you going to look that woman in the eye? I want to kiss her, but I can't because we're on TV. So, all right, bitch. But that is my wife. So I, come on, baby. No. The Lord wants to know how long. What we going to do, y'all? What we going to do? It's urgent. It's urgent. It's like a basketball game. We go through the first quarter, putting in work. Things might not go like we planned. Go to the second quarter, we're still at it, trying to make the second quarter better than the first quarter. Then he gives us a halftime. Try to gather ourselves. Let him speak. Then we go to the third quarter. Certainly, the third quarter has to be better than the first and the second quarter because he coached us during halftime. But if you didn't know, guys, listen, it's urgent. We're in the fourth quarter. We're in the fourth quarter, and the Lord is asking, how long? What you going to do, man? You don't know it starts with you? So if you out of whack, how you expect your family to be? How long? When you going to grab your daughter? I'm going to leave it alone. Okay. Come on, mama. Come on. Listen. That's my baby, man. Y'all understand? How long? When you going to look at your daughter in the eye and validate her? And tell her she's beautiful. Because you know they grow up looking for a man like their daddy. You heard that one before? How long? When you going to tell them, baby, you're so beautiful. I told my baby that this morning. I said, baby girl, you're beautiful. I said, you look just like your daddy. I'm just joking. How long? You gonna grab your daughter by the hand and say, "Mom, listen, your daddy riding with you. Yeah, you might make some mistakes, but listening, no one thing. Your daddy riding with you. I don't care. The Lord gonna whip you, but I'm gonna whip you too now. I want you to understand, but listen, I'm with you. When you going to grab her by the hands and pray with her? Because as children, they don't understand like we understand. But when you going to go to the God on their behalf, like Jesus with the Father on our behalf? When you going to pray? When you going to hold them, hug them, tell them you love them, tell them they're beautiful? When you going to go on dates with them and chill with them? I'm do not. When you going to do? How long? Men, look, it starts with you, man. It starts with you. What about your sons, man? The Lord say, how long? Boy, they're going to say, oh, Lord, I hope you never preach again. Old school, baby. That's my boy. That's my boy right there. How long? When we going to raise them boys, man? When we going to raise them boys to be better than us? Huh? When you going to tell them the mistakes you made so they don't make them? Huh? What you waiting for? How long? How long? When you going to tell them being a gangster ain't it? That ain't it. Because what you fail to tell them, a gangster going to prison or to hell. And then 95% of the time, they're not real gangsters, because when they get locked up, they're crying. How long? Men, hear your boy Dilly, man. I'm talking to you. Inspired under the Holy Spirit. The Lord is asking, how long? When you going to show them how to be a real man and raise their family, how to keep they self and to marriage and be pure and be the husband of one wife like the word tells us. Take care of your family and go without and break iron for them and feed them and provide. And you know what I'm saying? How long, man? And for those that hadn't had a daddy in their life, the Lord said, I was the father to the fatherless. How you think you made it? Because he was there with you. Plus you experience the pain you had, the pain you experienced, you don't want your child to feel that. So why take them back there? The Lord is asking, how long? How long? Tell them to finish school, go to college, and be the head and not the tail. Let them know what's set before them. That you're a leader, not a follower. You don't borrow, you lend. Huh? Men, how long? How long the Lord is asking this morning? How long? The Lord is asking, how long will your heart not burn for him? How long? This is the Lord we're talking about. But you see, we don't keep it real. The Lord wants to know when your heart going to burn for me. Because I'm all you need. How long? How long? Or when you going to desire me, wants to know. How long? How long are we going to continue sending our kids to the wicked schools? Oh, they ain't getting no clap for that one. They ain't going to clap for that one. How long? You know, I've realized I've been in public school all my life. And y'all heard the story how I played basketball. Listen, I didn't have to do nothing. But cross over and shoot a jump shot. I didn't have to do nothing. Now as a child, that's all I got to do? Well, I'm good at that. I'm good at that. I can do that. So you're going to pass me because I can play a sport. Let me tell you, I'm going to keep it super real. I'll be 40 next month with the help of the Lord. But I'm going to keep it super real. Because of what happened to me in public school, I feel the pain of it today. I'm a grown man. But that's them schools, man. But a lot of people's problems is that they don't want to jump on when you're billing. It has to be built first. Then they come. Then they come. Oh, they don't like that. It is what it is. How long? What is it going to take for a boy to walk in the bathroom with your daughter or something? With that old crazy rule they got going on or whatever it is? You crazy, man? How long? How long will you trust in this system and not God's system? How long? The Bible says again, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, I got to move, y'all. I'm talking slow. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, when I bring a sword upon a land. What are we speaking? You see, Ezekiel, God's son Ezekiel, told Ezekiel to speak. Now, speak, which means you have to say something. See, a lot of people saying something, they're making noise, but they ain't saying nothing. It's to convey information. You know, the Lord is asking, how long will we struggle with these things? And I have more, but I have to keep moving. But think about your life. Why are we struggling with things for 10, 20, 30 years? What's up with that? How bad you want it, man? Huh? Or should I ask how bad you want God? Because if you want him bad enough, then those things they're going to wither away. So ask yourself, how long? Come on, let's give God some glory. First part of the morning, how long? Point number two, when I bring the sword. Bible says in verse 2, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land. Now notice in the text that the Lord say when. That word when means at what time. He didn't say I. He didn't say maybe. He didn't say I'm going to think about it. He said when. So keep how long in your mind and then think about when. That means it's coming, but you don't know when. It's coming, but you don't know when. It's kind of like we get in an accident, we got a little case going on. Y'all know them cases before y'all were saved. Y'all know them cases, a settlement. All right? So you was in the right and it damaged you and your vehicle or whatnot and you know, everything is working out. You're going to get a case. You're going to get a settlement. You're making plans. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You know the money's coming, but you just don't know when. It is on the way, but you don't know when. Think about it. The Lord tells Ezekiel, when I bring the sword, Lord sent Ezekiel to the nation of Israel to warn them. Ezekiel was sent. He was sent. And I stand before you this morning, sent with this word for you. If you want to accept it or not, it is your decision. It is your decision. But the Lord sent me here this morning to ask you how long. To warn you, actually. We get warned every week. You're being warned right now. You know. God said, when I bring the sword. Now, there's a difference. When man bring the sword and when God bring the sword. Let me talk about that for a second. See, when man bring a sword, it can be stopped. If I have problems with somebody and I say, well, I'm going to go get them, I'm on my way there. I can get stopped by the cops. I can get stopped by the red light. I have time to think on and be like, nah, I ain't doing it. My wife can stop me. I can look at my kids and be like, nah, they can stop me. When man bring it, it can be stopped. But it's a whole different ball game when the Lord is going to bring it. God said, when I bring the sword. When God said, when I bring it, ain't nobody can stop me. Nobody can stop me. But we deal and we play like it's a game, man. Like it's PlayStation or something. The Lord said, nobody can stop me. Isaiah 66:16. The Bible says, The Lord will punish the world by fire and by his sword, and many will be killed by the Lord. Don't act like the Lord don't break us off now. You know, people believe that, you know, he's just all good. The Lord gonna punish you, man. You understand? He gonna deal with you. He gonna get you. No armies can stop him. Countries can't stop him. I don't care what the president say. He can't stop him. I don't care what rule they write. That can't stop him. Your mama can't stop him. Your daddy can't stop him. Your daddy could beat everybody in the neighborhood, but he can't stop God. I don't care how much money you have. Your money can't stop him. You can't buy your way out of this one. I don't care what you got. I don't care if you're king, queen. You have so much money, they're giving you land. That I don't care about that. Lord said, when I bring the sword, nobody can stop me. Guns can't stop him. Your reputation. I don't care. You call them knockout artists, whatever. They can't stop him. Your last name can't stop him. I don't care who you think you is. What I'm trying to get you to understand that the Lord, when the Lord comes with it, it is over. That's it. And God doesn't need anyone. At times, he may use a few dudes. Boy, I'm talking crazy. But listen, God don't need nobody. He don't need anyone. Ask Jonathan. Jonathan knew about it. Jonathan told his armor bearer, come on, let's go up to them pagans. Where is that? First Samuel 14. Let me see. Where you at, boy? 14:6. He said, Jonathan speaking. He said, let's go across to the outpost of those pagans. Jonathan said to his armor bearer, perhaps the Lord will help us. For nothing can hinder the Lord. Nothing can stop him. He can win a battle, whether he has many warriors or only a few. God don't need nobody. He might use a few because he choose to, but he don't need you or me to stop his sword from swinging. He don't need you. He don't need nobody. I feel like right now it's like in the court of God, we have no case. We can't win. We can't win in the court of God. So let me help you out with that this morning. I'm going to be your lawyer, with Jesus being my advisor, talking to God. Amen? We all have a trial date, but the Lord sent me to give you what is called a plea deal. It's called a plea deal. And if you don't believe you're going to court before the Lord, look what Jeremiah 25:31 saying is. This is an NLT. He says, his cry of judgment will reach the ends of the earth, for the Lord will bring his case against all nations. He will judge all the people of the earth, all the people of the earth, slaughtering the wicked with the sword. And this lock and seals it right here. I, the Lord, have spoken. I come before you today. Let me be your lawyer, because a lot of people go on to court without lawyers yet. Y'all realize that? A lot of people go on to court without lawyers. So we all have a trial date. That trial date is, you go to, you. If you don't take the plea deal and you go to trial, you're guaranteed to lose. But because of his mercy, and because he's still whipping us, he's still giving us mercy, he sent me here this morning. Not only this morning, but on Sundays and Tuesdays when the word is going forth, he offering you a plea deal. Will you take the plea deal this morning? Will you take the plea deal this morning? Now the plea deal consists of salvation, eternal life, sanctification, holiness, faithfulness. What you gonna do? How long will you go to court without a lawyer? How long will you deny and reject God? How long will you deny and reject his plea deal? Because He has every right and all the evidence against you to condemn you to hell. But in his love and his mercy, he still offers you a plea deal. And the beauty about that, if you sign the plea deal, he gives you something even more, what is called double jeopardy, which means you can't be tried for the same crime two times. So I ask you, you gonna take the plea deal this morning? For those that aren't saved, you gonna take the plea deal? Or you gonna continue just stand in your seat and just be, I'm gonna be cool today, I'm chilling. Okay. So I offer you a plea deal. How long will you be an enemy of God and reject it? You gotta think about this. You're rejecting the one who wake you up. Okay, this may not be for you. But somebody you know needs this. You got to go and speak it. You see, the Lord's son Ezekiel, you out, and he told him, speak. Go, tell him. Somebody need this. Somebody in your family, somebody next to you might be even laying in the same bed with you. Because remember, don't say nothing about what he might not listen. It's not your problem. You just tell him. You just tell him. Deuteronomy 32:41 says, when I sharpened my flashing sword and began to carry out justice, I would take revenge on my enemies and repay those who reject me. Listen, this is his word. He's a God that he cannot lie. If he said, he's going to do it. So why do we choose to play with such power like that? Why? That's the God we serve, man. Why? So I ask you, you ready to go to trial? Because I just in the natural, I have a good friend of mine. I'm gonna tell you like that. They offered him 40 years. He denied it, went to trial, and lost. They gave him life. Now think about this like this. He, on the 40 years, he would have had to do 20 years and he'd been out, because at the time it was 50%. He's now been in that 23 years, he'd have been out if he'd have took the plea deal. Now I talk to him now and he's like, I should have took it. Now the fight is trying to get him out, but it's too late. Take the plea deal. Take the plea deal. Point number three. It's almost over. What? Watch me. Bible says, verse 2. Verse 1. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman. I'm going to stop right there, but what I want to point out is, in this text, if you notice, there's two watchmen. One of them here, I'm going to read it again. The Bible says, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast, of their area, and set him for their watchman. This is verse 2. Now, if you look at verse 7, the Bible says, Son of man, I have made you. He said, I have made you a watchman for the people of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning for me. That's the Lord's doing. That's two different watchmen. Why are you saying that, Dilly? Well, because when we pick our own watchmen, we can make a mistake. We can make, listen. The importance of a watchman is so serious. Because the lives of others is at jeopardy. Not only the lives of others, but your own life. So I can pick my own watchman. And I love Brother Carl, that's my boy. But his position is not where I'm putting him. You could think of the security team. You could look out and see certain people in certain areas. That's not because we have no problem with them or nothing like that. Everybody has a role to play. But if I pick my own watchman, I might mix that up. You understand? We might have the wrong guy in the foyer. So when danger come in or he's not doing what he's supposed to, they can make it in. Versus having the right one in there with the Lord picking him, having the right one in there, he gonna let us know, hey, Jericho, danger's coming. You understand? So when we pick our own because of the love, our judgment can be off. I can pick Brian, I can pick Mark, and I can pick John and Steve. But that may not be who the Lord would have. But it's when the Lord pick them, it'd be right. You understand? The Bible tells us in James, I believe it's 1:5, James said, if there's any like wisdom, let him ask. I say to you this morning, seek wisdom. Seek the God, seek God in all your decisions and what you do. Because the decision you make could be life or death. And your people might not understand why you're not picking them, but it's okay. It's okay, because at the end of the day, we're not trying to please him, we're trying to please God. See, we get caught up and jammed up in feeling some kind of way. Well, that's my boy. We've been doing it. Yeah, it's good, but this not your spot, dog. This ain't your spot. Because the truth of the matter is, everybody ain't going to get down. Everybody ain't going to do it. You have to put them in the right spots. Some people, all they good for is to holler. And that works. That's a warning. Because if the boss start hollering in there, I better get down. That's what they do. You understand? But if you put one in there, that he quiet like to stay to himself, oh, you're not doing us no good. No people going to get us in there, man. You know? So you got to seek wisdom. You got to seek wisdom. Or if we got the pastor, family, oh, y'all. Because this is about y'all. Our goal is for y'all to come to church and go home. We go ahead. Wait.
Me.
I'm back. Listen, we're going to lay it down for y'all. We don't want nothing to happen to y'all. Nothing. Because look, we love y'all, man. I'm all. We love y'all, man. Not church, just say that, and man, we love y'all, man. It's a pleasure to see y'all on Sundays. You think I run in here and just be smiling like that? And nobody smile like that. I'd be happy. I'd be happy. I want to see y'all, man. I want to. Y'all my people, man. We doing life together here. We spend a lot of time together here. So listen, we want y'all to go home, man. As long as y'all here, we're going to lay it down for y'all. Watchmen. Watchmen's on the wall, but if the Lord picks his own watchman, it's all right. So I say watchmen's pick, be wise, seek the Lord, so you guys can be in the right spots. But not only that. Not only that, let me see, because I'm all over now. Yeah. They're going to be mad again. Here's what it is. But I love y'all. I'm telling you. Y'all my people. Listen. When you see them guys in the foyer, security, listen, man. Don't be a distraction. Let them boys do their thing. You're stopping by them boys, Curtis. They stopping by them boys. They telling them boys. They know what they like. Now you got that man house number, his cell phone number, you got his email, you text him, you got you got a page and all that. That man is watching. But if he distracted, they can slip in. Don't be a distraction. Now you're telling that man you caught a 6-foot golf fish. You know that man like to fish. You got all that man attention. You tell that man you caught a 6-7-foot golf fish at Mouton Pool. Two things wrong with that. For number one, you're distracting him. For number two, you're lying. All I'm saying is don't be a distraction. And it ain't nothing that, I got a problem with you, but no, bro, we can't do it right now. Listen, man, we got our families here. We got to be watching. It's enough for the watchmen that's on the wall. They're getting drunk. They're not paying attention. They're falling off the wall. They're selling drugs off the wall. Supposed to be watchmen, but we got to get it right, man. Don't be a distraction. Watchmen's on the wall. Who are watchmen? I'm a watchman. Pastor. Deacons, ministers. What you watching out for? You guys are watchmen. Because listen. Every week we may get, what, about 1,200, 1,500, somewhere in that range. If your people miss, you can catch it. So if we watching out for each other, that's a win-win situation. Because we just may miss something. But you guys are watchmen as well. Now, men, I'm going to talk to you again. Jason. You watching your families, man? Or your family's watching you? And we're not only talking about a physical watch, we're talking about a spiritual watching as well. We're talking about a spiritual watchman. And I have a picture of a watchman, how they would do that back in the day. Put that up for me. Look at that. See that boy on that wall? That boy looking out. And what he looking out for? To see if danger coming. But in order to watch, you got to be looking. You got to have your eyes open. You understand? A lot of our watchmen sleep. And I'm going to give you a verse in a little bit and see what the word says about that. Look at it. Look like he's sleeping. Huh? That dude watching. A lot of times they used to ask me, they would say, Daddy, what you doing? I used to tell them, man, I'm chilling. But I'm going to tell them something else now. They're going to say, Daddy, what you doing? I'm going to say, watching. Amen. Just looking. I'm watching, baby. We got to be watching. Men, you watching your families, man? You praying? You reading your word? You're tapping in, you're connecting, what's going on? Hallelujah. Are you watching? Or are you sleeping? Huh? Let me tell you what the word said about that. Let me tell you. I done went all over the place. Oh, yeah, I done went all over. But it's okay. It's okay. Wait a while. Oh, yeah, I got it. Oh, I got it. Okay, wait. Security, deacons, ministers, pastors, intercessors. I can't pass that one up. I can't pass that one up. Prayer. That's a form of watch. Covering your people. Covering the children of God, your brother and your sister. Look what the Bible tells us in the NLT, Isaiah 62:6. He said, "Oh Jerusalem, I have posted a watchman on your walls. They will pray day and night continually. Take no rest, all you who pray to the Lord." That's the intercessors. Believers, husbands, wives, husbands, man, I'm back to you. Are you watching? Huh? Or you must rather continue running around and doing your thing. Because if you're not doing God's thing, then you ain't doing nothing. I asked you this morning, are you watching? Huh? Are you watching your family? Are you putting things, are you allowing your family to do things that's more important than God? Are you watching? You see, because we accountable for what goes on in our house. And that's scary to me. Because I think back on my life and how I dropped the ball. But also help me, God. But also help me, God. We're going to get it right. But also help me, God. We will get it right. My little boy got a game right now in Baton Rouge, right now. Right now. Where you at? And I'm just pointing that out. And look, we're an athletic family. Praise God. That's what we do. Lord has blessed us, blessed them with gifts. But listen, I don't want to ever get it twisted. I don't care how far he can hit it, how fast he can run, catch it. I don't care about a volleyball crossing the net at 60 miles an hour. I don't care about that. Not saying we're not going to do it. But there's an order to do things. You understand? So look, they're talking about. Y'all talking about your daddy? So listen. It's a way to do things, man. You got to be watching, man. Heaven know. Because he don't play no games. Used to go to Heavy House. He used to jump on him. I used to call it Camp J over there. He's serious. You watching, man. What we doing, man? You covering your family? Your wife coming to church more than you? She praying more than you? Are you watching? Do you realize that you're going to have to stand before the Lord and answer these questions? When he asks you, what you done with your people? What have you done with your people? Why she outdid you like that? Huh? Why you want to stay home? Why you don't want to get tapped in? What you scared of? Huh? Why she leading prayer? Why? Spirit said, just let me rip. Do it, because I ain't got nothing to say. Man, what we doing, man? What about staying on that? Listen, men, what you doing, man? What you doing? And then people have, when it comes to security, people mad with the security, yeah. Some of them. They get mad with security. We don't want to let no bags in here. I don't know where they come from. They don't want to let no bags in here. Do you know that's for you?
Yeah.
That is for you? Men, got to tighten up, baby. We got to tighten up. We got to get this thing right. We have to get this thing right. Because they say about us, they say that we're not paying attention. They say that we're not on guard. They say that we're watching, but not warning. That's another one. The watchmen are, you're watching, but you ain't saying nothing. So you're looking at what's about to be a life-changing situation, and you say nothing. You're looking at your son acting hard in the streets. You know where that's going to lead. You're looking at it, but you ain't saying nothing. You're watching your daughter, how she's dressing and how she's starting to lean the other way. You're looking at it, but you ain't saying nothing. What you doing? You see the direction they're going, and you know the direction they should be going. But you look at that, and you don't say a word. It's going to be hell to pay. Because the Lord say, I'm just whipping you right now. I'm only whipping you. I'm just whipping you. When I have the right and the power to kill you. And if I decide to do it, it's justified. Because truth be told, it should have been over long ago. So men, what you're watching, but you're not warning. You're at a chill with meeting with your family. What you tripping on, boy? I love you, but not like that. We're going to get our chill on. Cool, but nah, dog. Watching. That's what they say. We watching, but we not warning. They say we lazy. They say we lazy. Don't want to get up. And I understand, you know, because of some situations, you know, you may have other times that you spend with the Lord, but you don't want to get up. Every time I look, you're sleeping. Take 5 naps a day. What? Come on, cat. They say we lazy. We don't want to do nothing. They say if you want to hide something from them, put it in a book. You don't want to read. You're lazy. You're lazy. That's what they say. They say you're lazy. They say you're going to show up for duty, but you're going to be late. But you're going to be late. Let me see. CPT. That's what they say, man. You know, we laugh and joke about that, but that ain't good, man. That ain't good, man. CPT. They say you're going to show up and be late. What's the problem with that? Because you late 15 minutes, when you get there, it's over. It's all over with. It done happened. They done got in. And you tell them over and over, bro, look, This is the time right here. Okay, how nice you be. Still be late. You letting them in, dog. You letting them in. What you doing? 15 minutes? You know what can happen in 15 minutes? You know if you're late for your family, if y'all, you're going to meet your family somewhere 15 minutes late, you know what can happen in 15 minutes? Not praying for your family when you had promised God, Lord, I'm gonna do 3 o'clock every morning. I'm gonna pray for my family. 3:15, 15 minutes. That can be the prayer, man. That can be the one to change it all. But the Lord said you had promised me at 3 o'clock you're gonna do it. So at 3:01, I'm gonna let the hammer fly. But you late. Man, it's over. Ball game, man. What we doing, man? They say we gonna show up to duty, but we gonna be late. All I have left for you guys this morning is, I don't know about you. Oh, let me read that scripture to you. Yeah, when they say we lack to sleep. Look, why? Look, it's there. Isaiah 56:10. Look what it say. Israel's watchmen are blind. They all lack knowledge. They are mute dogs. They cannot bark. They lie around and dream. They love to sleep. What else you want me to say? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? How long, the Lord asks? How long? Because it's fun and games. We laugh and joke and then, you know, people get up, they get entertained. But listen, I ain't come to entertain. Because truth be told, as long as the Father happy with me, I'm cool. I'm straight. I ain't come here to entertain. I ain't come here to do backflips and all that. I can't do that. I'll break my neck. How long we gonna continue like this? How long we gonna continue to play with the Lord, man? How long? What you waiting for? When our sons and daughters dying out there, what you waiting for? You're watching on the wall with your eyes closed. How long? Huh? How many Sundays you think you going to make before you come get it right with the Lord? How long? They might have had something here this morning that seen when I came up here, it was like, uh-oh. Listen, man, y'all ain't came to see me. And I ain't came to see y'all like that. I came to see the Lord, man. You hear me? The Lord sent me here with a word for you. How long are you going to indulge in them sins? How long? How long do you think the Lord going to whip you before it's over? Because we're in the fourth quarter. If you know it or not, if you believe it or not, it's fourth quarter right here. This thing is almost over, man. It's nothing more important than the Almighty God. Nothing. How long will you not be an effective watchman over your house, your family, your brothers and sisters, me? How long? How long you going to show up late for your duty, man? It is your prayer that changes things, man. It is your prayer. So in closing, this is what I have. I do pray that the Lord has spoken to you in some kind of way. Even if it's one word this morning. Because I know the Lord that I serve. There's no lock that can stop him from getting in. I do pray, Father, that you would get in those places. That you would save someone in this place. That the men of God that we wouldn't let our kids die in that world, man. Because I look at my son and my daughter and my wife, and I pray and I ask God, I say, God, I can't mess this up. I can't mess up. Because I love them too much.
So, man, it's time for us to stand up, man. It's time for us to get up. The Lord asks, how long? How long? We're going to have an altar call. If there's any in here that's not saved this morning, listen good. I don't care who's sitting next to you. I don't care about a bet you may have lost. It don't matter. If you're not saved, my brother, my sister, if you walk out of this building unsaved and die, you are going to go to hell. Period. If you die in your sin, you will go to hell. The Bible says that there will be gnashing of teeth. You will desire to die, but you won't be able to. That's how bad it's going to be. Youngsters, listen. Being cool won't get you into heaven. If you don't accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you being cool won't get it. So if you're not saved this morning, we're going to have some altar time. And even for the Christians, we may have been struggling with some things for way too long. We're going to come to the altar and we're going to pray about that. In closing, Lord, give me this. Two words. Again, he said, eviction time. The devil been having his way with our people. He been having his way with us. But it's time to evict him this morning. So would you please open the gates, and if there's anyone feel that this was for them, come to the altar. It don't matter what it is. It don't matter what you did. It don't matter what you did yesterday. It don't matter what you did on the way here. God can forgive you for it. It's eviction time. The Lord asks, how long? He's standing with his arms open wide and saying that you don't have to struggle with this anymore. This can all be done. It is your time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you would, repeat after me. Congregation, stretch your hands toward this altar, please. Repeat after me. Say, Father, I'm sorry for all my sins. Daddy, I'm sorry for rejecting you. I, right now, sign this eviction notice on that old devil, off of my life. Daddy, you say if there's anything I ask, in your name, it shall be done. Right now, ask in the name of Jesus that you would help me
that you would lead me,
that you would guide me.
I admit I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Thank you, Lord. And I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. He was buried. And on the third day,
he rose
with all power
and all might.
Thank you, Lord,
for making
a
way
for me to be saved.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. I do pray that whatever it is that you've been going through, that you've been struggling with, Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would strengthen your people. You say in your word, Lord, your strength is made perfect in weakness. So where we are weak, be strong. This walk we walk, Father, we can't do it without you. And I know we don't deserve it. But Lord, I thank you for your mercy. Cover your people, Lord. Sanctify your people, Father. Go in the depths of their hearts, Lord God, and get to places no man hand can touch, Lord. I pray that chains and bondages would be broken. I pray that your people was truly set free today, Lord. Father, we praying with expectation, Lord God, of receiving what we're praying for, Lord. Lord, we're not just praying just to pray or just to sound good, Lord. But Daddy, we humbly come before you saying, Lord, look, we need you. We don't want another day to go by and you look at it and you ask us, how long? We're done with that life. We're going to raise our kids. Love our families. Father, please, Lord. Do what only you can do for us. In this fourth quarter. Keep your people, Lord. Bless us. Guide us. All our steps. Go before us in every way. Continue to protect us, Lord. Keep on keeping us. And Father, we love you, Lord. We ask and say all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. I pray, guys, that